Certainly glad you're here on this Friday, February 17th, 2012. Wow, we only have one more Friday left in this month of February, then we're launched into March. Can you believe it, everyone? I sure can't. Time sure flies when you're having fun. Well, I want to open up the program with a verse out of Isaiah chapter 26. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord, is the rock eternal, because on this edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to learn all about a mighty fortress, the mighty fortress that is our God, the song. We're going to play a selection from Steve Green and the Azusa Pacific University Choir and Orchestra, because I have a guest in the studio with me, Nancy Miller. She's here working away, doing some radio announcements and recording some scripture. And if you were tuned in a month or two back, she was in the studio with her husband, Jim Miller, who's one of our board members. And at the time, I said, hey, Nancy, you have a great voice. You read oftentimes during our Sunday school hour. Might you be available to volunteer and assist with this radio ministry? And she says, well, and then I said, you know, I'd be doing the Lord's work. And she goes, well, if you put it that way, I guess I'm available. And Nancy has volunteered and helped in so many different ways over the years. But I coaxed her into the studio today. And I said, oh, Nancy, while you're here doing some recording and some on-air announcements, might you be a part of the morning program? And she, I won't say a reluctant servant, but she says, whatever, Mark, I'm willing to help. So, Nancy, thanks for coming this morning and being a part of the broadcast. And knowing that our listeners love the great hymns of old, and knowing that so much of the music we play is that traditional, sacred, some of the hymns and arrangements that were penned centuries ago, though we carry some contemporary music, we just love our hymn favorites. And so today we're going to talk about a mighty fortress. But before we do, what did you think of the new trick with Beamer?
Oh, Beamer is quite the dog. Brilliant dog.
Yes, you're kind of the proud godmother, if you will. Nancy and Jim oftentimes will stay in our home. When we're out traveling, when we've taken tours to Israel, they stay with our pets and watch over the homestead. And today I had to show her my new slow motion trick with Beamer. You were impressed, weren't you?
Very impressed. That dog is one brilliant dog.
Yes. Those of you know my golden retriever Beamer, he's about 2 years old. Well, now he does this trick. I have him sit down, and then I do real slow motion hand gestures to come to me. And it's the weirdest thing, but he picked it up right away. He goes really slow with like trepidation. He just
a real creeping.
A creeping where it's one paw and then the other.
And slowly.
And he slowly moves. And then I put the hand out like to stop, and he stops and freezes. Mm-hmm. And then I slowly do the hand gestures again, and he's got that one down pat, so that was kind of a fun trick. Well, enough with Beamer. Let's talk about the two new cats that you recently acquired. What are their names?
Oh, we have Ashley and Boris.
And how did you come up with those names?
Well, that's what they came with. Ashley's about 11 years old, and Boris is 7. They came to our house about 1 week ago now, and they're still getting used to it.
And now you are like rescue parents?
That's about what it is. They had a good home, but the people that they were living with, their former parents, let's say, are going to be moving to a senior living environment and cannot have Boris and Ashley with them. So they were looking for a good home for these cats. The first time I saw them, they wanted nothing to do with a stranger. So they came to our house fairly terrified of a new environment, and I'm just working with them to try to realize that they are safe at our house.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even have any dogs, and the former owners did. So, you know, they should be able to have a good, loving home, and I really think there's a lot of potential for them. They're going to be sweet, good cats.
And I think one began his first day or two, like, between the dryer and hidden in the very corner or something.
Oh, very good at hiding.
Yes.
I mean, how can you hide in a room that's about, 6x4 or something? I mean, it's a small laundry room, and they were there for a while so they could find out where all the necessities of their life are. But, yeah, they can really hide, and I was afraid I'd lost Boris for a while. And then another day, I thought I lost Ashley. But they've both shown up, and they are making progress. And Ashley's a purrer. She just purrs and purrs and purrs if I pet her, and that's always kind of refreshing.
And so concludes Pet Stories with Mark on Friday. We have a lot of listeners that love their animals, and anyone that's tuned in for any period of time knows how oftentimes we'll refer to Beamer, poor Scouty, who's in doggy heaven now, but Penny and Mr. Deacons. And I think I have 9 bird feeders all filled and ready to go.
Gorgeous birds.
Well, Nancy, we serve a mighty God. And Martin Luther knew about that and wrote about it. And we have a devotional. I think you're going to actually read from 2 devotionals, and we'll play 2 songs. So tell us a little more about A Mighty Fortress.
Well, I'm looking at a book called Amazing Grace, 366 Inspiring Hymn Stories for Daily Devotions by Kenneth W. Osbecht. One of the stories is about A Mighty Fortress, which is a hymn with words and music by Martin Luther, who lived from 1483 to 1546. And the English translation is by Frederick H. Hedge, who lived from 1805 to 1890.
I remember him well.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, let's go to some of the history of A Mighty Fortress. October 31st, 1517, is perhaps the most important day in Protestant history. This was the day when Martin Luther, an Augustinian monk and a professor of theology, posted on the doors of the cathedral in Wittenberg, Germany, his 95 theses, or complaints, against the teachings and practices of the medieval Roman Church. With this event, the 16th century Protestant Reformation was formally born. The Protestant Reformation movement was built on 3 main tenets. 1, the reestablishment of the scriptures. 2, clarifying the means of salvation. And 3, the restoration of congregational singing. A Mighty Fortress was written and composed by Martin Luther. The date of the hymn cannot be fixed with any exact certainty. It is generally believed, however, to have been written for the Diet of Spires in 1529, when the term Protestant was first used. The hymn became the great rallying cry of the Reformation. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing, were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them, abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Oh, that's great.
Now, there's some suggested scripture verses that go along with this, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
So before I play Steve Green version of A Mighty Fortress, what are the verses? We'll read those for our listening friends.
We start out with Deuteronomy 33, verse 27.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemies before you.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
And that was Psalm 46?
That's what it was.
Oh, that's the assignment for today, everyone. Read Psalm 46. Wow, that's filled with a lot of powerful verses and truths. I'll close out right before we play Steve Green with 2 Samuel 22:2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Here's Steve Green.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. You ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us guideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever and ever.
I should also point out that Steve Green will be singing at our Community Appreciation Concert on March 29th. So if you haven't purchased tickets yet, we invite you to stop by the Virginia Theater in Champaign at 203 West Park Street, or you can call their box office at 217-356-9063 or order online at thevirginia.org. thevirginia.org. And we hope our whole radio listening family will come on out on Thursday night, March 29th, and enjoy an evening with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, Michael Card, and the Singing Men of GNN will open up the evening. So it's certainly going to be a great worshipful experience. So get your tickets now and look forward to seeing you then.
Now, also on your shelf, Mark, there's a book called The Complete Book of Hymns, Inspiring Stories About 600 Hymns and Praise Songs by William J. Peterson. He writes, "The poet Samuel Coleridge said of Martin Luther, 'He did as much for the Reformation by his hymns as he did by his translation of the Bible.' Martin Luther's grandest hymn is this one, inspired by the 46th Psalm, which we just read. It became the battle cry for the Reformation. Martin Luther probably wrote it at a time when evangelical leaders were delivering their protest against the attack on their liberties at the Diet of Speyer." And incidentally,
hey, let me jump in here. The Diet of Speyer, how is that diet spelled?
D-I-E-T.
Oh, really? I've just never heard of that. Do you know what is the diet? Is that the order of, or...
I think we'd have to get out the dictionary.
Oh, okay. That's just a new term.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I should know the meaning, but...
Okay, well, yeah, it's so. Obviously probably the order of or the group of or... Okay, so it's a bunch of monks?
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, the meaning of the word Protestant was no doubt derived from the meeting when these leaders delivered their protest. Martin Luther had posted his 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Church in October 1517, about 13 years earlier. Despite his excommunication from the Roman Church, Luther came to know the gracious power of God's sheltering hand. He faced continual threats to his life and freedom, and times of intense spiritual battle as well. But in the comforting words of Psalm 46, Luther found the inspiration for this hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God."
Here's the Azusa Pacific University Choir and Orchestra, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," off their CD, "Our God Is With Us."
Thank you.
That was the Azusa Pacific University Choir and Orchestra. And I don't know if you're like me, but I'm certainly encouraged learning a little more about A Mighty Fortress, why it was penned by Martin Luther, his inspiration behind it, and just how it's been used of God throughout the centuries. So thank you, God, for the great hymns of old that we continue to sing today to your glory and to your honor. And it looks like I have a little time left, so I'm going to close out with the Singing Men's rendition of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Here's the Singing Men of GNN. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day, night, and weekend.